Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to Cross Encounters. A reading from Psalm 51, the first four verses, and it goes as follows. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done wrong, and what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words. All right, if we start from that paragraph again, for I know.
Yep.
Okay. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Now the background to this Psalm of David is all important in understanding it. David has just committed a whole host of sins, each one bad enough in itself, but together they form quite a catalog of despicable acts. First, David was neglecting his duty as king by not leading his troops into battle. Second, he lusted after another man's wife. Third, he acted upon his immoral thoughts by seducing Bathsheba to have sex with him while her husband was away at the battle in which David should have been leading the troops. Fourth, when he discovered Bathsheba was pregnant with his child, he invites her husband Uriah home in order that his tracks might be covered. Fifth, when Uriah refused to go home to be with his wife because his comrades were dying on the battlefield, David hatches an evil plan to have Uriah murdered. Sixth, he has the plan enacted, and he callously blames it upon battle because, after all, on the battlefield, life is cheap. Seventh, he does his best to try and cover up all of his guilt. But it is then that God sends his prophet Nathan to confront David with a word of law. He tells him a little story about a man with only one lamb, and this man loved his lamb dearly, and another man, a rich man, who had hundreds of lambs. But when a guest came, he confiscated this poor man's lamb, killed it, and fed it to his guests. Nathan asked David, "What should be done with this man?" David, in his rage, said he should be put to death. Nathan said to David, "He has everything that God could give to him, but still he took another man's wife as his own. He is that man. He deserved death. And only after hearing this crushing sentence of the law, only after it had been pronounced over David, does he realize the despicable depths to which his sin had lowered him. Confronted by his evil deeds, he realizes he deserves only God's punishment and wrath. He realizes that he has no ground upon which to stand. And left to his own devices, all he has is despair. However, David then decides to throw himself upon the steadfast love and abundant mercy of God. He no longer tries to whitewash his actions because he calls them sins, transgressions, iniquity, and evil. He names them for what they are. He confesses that God has every right to deal justly and severely with him. However, he begs God to wash him, to cleanse him, and to forgive him. Yes, he will have to live with the consequences of his sin, and some of those consequences are pretty severe. But he has the assurance that God has forgiven him all the evil that he has done. Now we too, we are in a similar spot. Because before God, we must confess that we have transgressions, iniquity, sin, and evil. Now they may not include such biggies as adultery, murder, neglect of office, and cover-up. Hey, but let's be honest. We love to sin. And we too must cast ourselves upon the mercy and the forgiveness of God. For he has every right to severely punish us for breaking his laws. But we, like David, are assured that God has forgiven our sins through Jesus' death and resurrection. And each Sunday, we are pronounced forgiven, absolved of all of our wrongdoings. We are washed and declared whiter than snow, as Psalm 51:7 tells us. And this message of forgiveness restores us to the joy of our salvation, and we will declare God's praise, who, through his word of law and gospel, has broken our spirits and given us a contrite heart, so that we might seek his mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.